Vivid,
bold,
and unfiltered.
National Arts Festival 2025.
Ungaphoswa ngomsitho wezobugcisa ka 2025. Masidibane emakhanda.
You are listening to Q Radio 2025.
Hello, sanibonani emakhaya. And back again, nguNosipho Simelane, imhombi yaseSwatini. This is the 6th edition of Right on Cue. And namuhla, sibuyela emuva. We are going back in time to look at the National Arts Festival as a celebration of history. We chat to the artistic director, Debbie Turner, who has been showcasing at the National Arts Festival for 30 years. Furthermore, we bring you the rich history of healing in African medicine, a review on plays that focus on stories never told and ones that continue to reverberate through the times, art, and a little bit of comedy. Kuningi lesizokhuluma ngako, guys, so mina ngithi hlala phasi, sukuma, kepha siyaqhubeka nelihlelo lwanamuhla.
Mark this out to the National Arts Festival. Let us meet in Makanda.
As a celebration of history, the National Arts Festival continues to be a stage where our stories are told and histories revived. This year's festival continues to pay tribute to legendary playwright and theater activist Ethel Fugard. The Island is a play that echoes across time, a stripped-down, powerful portrait of resilience, friendship, and the price of truth. Co-created with Dr. John Kani and Winston Jonah, the performance is set on Robben Island and strips away from all distraction, leaving not one, but two men in their cell and the unbearable weight of injustice. Layered with symbolism, the play within a play mirrors their defiance. A Greek tragedy echoes South African reality. Now, asesive ukuthi bathini. What does the audience have to say after witnessing the sold-out masterpiece?
Isikhumbuza i-background apho sisuka khona. Nabantu bethu bayotsho e-Robben Island and how they suffered na kulo Robben Island. Zonke loo nto leyo izotsho ngeli xesha siphila ngalo ngoku. It's a pity that abandona bethu, they don't know. Kodwa ke, le play to the island reminds us, and for them, it's history. Into eyayisenzeka kanye 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 ngolu hlobo.
Well, for those of us who were born earlier, we have seen these things happening. The painful experiences of our people who went to suffer at the island for not doing wrong things just because they happened to be black. So we enjoyed the play. And I'm hoping that the youth of today will have opportunities to go and see this so that they start to understand what it means to be free today, what we have been saved from, the torture and the cruelty that our people went through.
Oh no, it was beautifully done. And I thought I've seen it before, so I could remember some of it. But I thought it was a very sensitively produced and acted production.
And for me, as much as Ethel Fugard has just recently passed, Dr. Winston Jonah as well has passed, so it's also a tribute to him as well, and also the tribute to John Kani.
That was Sihle Koni delivering the voices of the audience and the feelings this play evoked in them, and the need for history to be passed down into younger generations like myself.
You are listening to Q Radio 2025.
Q is where you get everything naff, and everyone has been buzzing about Salt. Ngikhulumi ngotswayi lasendlini, I'm talking about the production Salt. our reporter, Amahle Shosha, sat down with Debbie Turner, the artistic director of Cape Ballet Africa, and her dancers, Gemma Trehone and Thomas Larchet. Debbie Turner has been showcasing at the National Arts Festival since 1995. That has been 30 years. Her latest ballet production, The Salt, is a celebration of New York work by a trio of respected South African choreographers.
My inspiration for Salt is about preserving history, respecting history, and allowing it to be a living, breathing thing by moving forward to make today is history created for tomorrow, right? So when we look back on our performances of these last 3 days in Makanda, which has been wonderful despite the cold, it's in our history, right? It's modern history. Salt preserves history.
Our job as dancers is to bring artistic vision, and when it comes to something classical, a dream to life, like, for example, Giselle, Cinderella. It's our job to bring those ballets to life and create a fairy tale and weave that together. And then with a neoclassic piece, the interpretation that we try to give to the audience and let them walk away with is really their own thought process. Whatever you feel is valid and is true to what you believe the piece is. Obviously, there can be a synopsis to each piece, but it is better for the audience member to come up with their own synopsis and their own feeling of it. All we want to do is move you. That's what our job is. We want to move you, we want to bring you to an extremely high emotional state of either ecstasy. Sometimes we can bring the mood down with a very somber piece, but it all really is up to your own interpretation.
I take it upon myself to carry part of the responsibility of providing employment for professional ballet dancers. Diversity and inclusivity in ballet particularly is a global issue.
Yeah, it's our job to just like keep pushing, and I think South Africans in general think that we're not as strong and not as good as like international standards, but we really are, and South African dancers have so much to give. So yeah, just like standing together and keep pushing the limits and keep working hard, I think it's gonna look pretty good.
Those were tunes from the first showcase set of Sergei's Concerto No. 2, choreographed by Kirsten Eisenberg. It seemed like there is a definitely new era of ballet. Nami nje mhlambe ningangibona nama pointer shoes.
Mark this out to the National Arts Festival. Let us meet in Makanda.
You are listening to Hugh Radio 2025.
Xa sihlabela mgama siya ku Asthandile Mayongo. Iyeza lobomi lufumaneka kwindalo kabawo. Our reporter has been in the field and compiled an art talk package about the importance of Xhosa indigenous plants. Asesimuve ukuthi uthini.
Uzongaphoswa ngumsitho wezobugcisa ka-2025. Masidibane emakhanda.
You are listening to Hugh Radio 2025.
Taking place at the historic Albanum Museum in Makanda, The Seeds of Healing is a 9-day series of storytelling workshop on indigenous knowledge facilitated by Phumlani Cimi. In this workshop, he speaks about the Xhosa indigenous plants and their importance. Each plant tells a story, stories of healing actually. He names and explains how these indigenous plants are not just plants, but so integral to the Xhosa culture.
And those plants are one of them, we call it isbindi. Isbindi is the Ganoderma. And then another one, we call it Umavumbuka, the Hydnora africana. The third one there is the one that I call Umbemezi, the Cassiporia. You grind the plant on the stone before you put some little bit of water. You make something like a paste, and then you put that paste on your face.
Back in the days during times of ubukoloniali, before the advent of skincare products, people used nature plants to protect their skins. Among these is Umemezi that was used as a sunscreen.
You will notice that I've got two pictures of two beautiful ladies here. They've painted their faces with this Imbola is closer and using certain plants. One of the plants that is being used there is called Menezi. These plants are more like sunscreens when you want to protect yourself against the sun.
Beyond these plants that protects the skin, there exists other plants serving different meaningful purposes.
And we also use some plants for as nets, which we call imizi, where when we perform our rituals, we don't encourage people to sit on chairs. They have to sit on these mats, which are made up of this plant. There are also certain plants that are used when we perform our rituals. And one of those plants is called the helichrysum. In Xhosa, we call it impepho. We burn it. And we burn it because of different reasons. Sometimes when you enter a space, we believe that the space is not clean. It is not clean because it needs cleansing in terms of chasing some evil that might be there. And in order to do that, we burn the pepper to chase away the evil spirits that are more likely to disturb whatever discussion that we're going to have there. And then we've got another one which we call Islau or Unos Tolan, and the Saline Andulata in the botanical or scientific name. This one, we also call it the dream plant or a dream root, where you grind it and you put it in a container like that, and you pour some water, and you've got a stick, you stir it, and then when you stir it, a foam will come out. And the foam is the one that connects you with your ancestors. And whenever you want to communicate with your ancestors, then you can communicate, because the foam is telling you that then you are now in a position to start the communication.
What makes this workshop truly special for me is the storytelling itself and how everything was clearly explained. There are moments where during the session I felt like I'm not Xhosa enough for not knowing much about these. So it wasn't just about learning the names of these indigenous plants and how they heal people. It was about connection. And when I say this, I am talking about connecting with our roots. After this workshop, I was reminded of the importance of preserving our cultural roots and the teachings that have been passed down to us. So with that being said, a huge thank you to Phumlani Cimi for guiding us through this experience. For Q Radio, I am Asithandile Mayongo.
Siyabonga Asithandile. As we've heard, Gempulapuli, workshops like these are not only about learning, but also about connecting to our roots. And you are still tuned to Q Radio. Art exhibitions are up and running for this National Arts Festival. This, in particular, has invited students from Walter Sisulu University to share their work with festival goers. Our reporter, Tepiso Chabalala, spoke with one of the students, Asanda Sikiti, who uses historic methods of printmaking to make his art. Sikiti tells us more about their work and what this opportunity to showcase their art pieces means for them.
Students from Walter Sisulu University have made an appearance at the Albany Museum for the National Arts Festival. They have curated an art exhibition that consists of artwork done by their fellow students. One of the students, Asanda Sikiti, who is a third-year student, explained how these artworks are composed and the style they incorporate in their pieces.
Printmaking is actually a method that was used to create newspapers back then. So they used to carve into wood or into metal or into any surface that could be used to print anything. So we actually turned it into something like an art style. So
Skitty took some time to explain the intention behind choosing certain colors and textures in his artwork.
So this is actually black ink. That's nothing special about it, but there's a use of turpentine to achieve certain textures, certain appearances. As you can see, the droplets, it seems like it's a rainy day, so that's what I was trying to depict there. And the use of sharp objects just to... I'm into sketches a lot, so I wanted to give it that sketchy look as well.
Skitty expressed how grateful they are to be presented with the opportunity to showcase their work.
Exciting, actually, because there's artists from here as well, Rhodes University, that I met through social media. So I was excited to actually meet them, and you see their work is quite inspiring. So to be in a different place from your normal place, I guess, it's something, you know, you don't take lightly, because it's in the exposure for an artist, especially from children who are not really exposed to such opportunity. So
that was Asanda Sikiti, a student from Walter Sisulu University, telling us more about their art exhibition at the Albany Museum. Make sure to check out the exhibition awaiting your arrival until the 6th of July.
Moniki Nasionale King's Fierce Miss Lupni comments on Mot and Makanda on the Fierce Sam Techanit.
You are listening to Hugh Radio 2025.
Through narration, poetry, dance and drama, the actors are very stoked to tell their story. But what happens though when one gets creative to a point where they twist historical events? If we say that the National Arts Festival is a celebration of history, let's speak about the dangers of misleading representation, particularly with the shows in the Fringe program.
First on the stage, opening this particular performance, is a group of actors huddled up together as if to shield one another from something. There was only enough audience members to fill the first row. They sat there anticipating what their next move will be. This makes me wonder, how is it that at opening night, so few people seem to know about this show and are actually interested enough, taking into consideration that the plot of some of these shows are situated in the Eastern Cape? Kwenzeka ntoni kwi Fringe program is the answer that we all need. Through narration, poetry, dance, and drama, the actors tell their stories. Yes, the many tribes are represented. However, one has the feeling that these tribes are also misrepresented in a way, because at some point, there's a constant realization that there's a singular point of view for each of the tribes, and unfortunately, it is the actor's point of view. One's greatest concern is having to teach the history of the many places or historians in the manner that some of these shows do, and taking into consideration that majority are theatre plays. Sometimes, creativity forces the hand of the writer to twist historical events, leading to the twisted truth. And this notion was very present in many shows. And so, to save yourself from getting the wrong end of the stick, do a little research to acquaint yourself with the suitable context to appreciate your experience.
That was our Q Radio reporter, Senkosi Sgulu-Gulu, reviewing the general delivery of the context of some of the shows in the Fringe program. Now, niyati nani, ngiyakuthanda ukuhleka. So I want to tickle your funny bones for a bit with our next package. We have comedian Chris Mabane, who isn't afraid to take on the heavy stuff, even with organizations such as AfriForum do not escape his sharp, unfiltered humor. In his show 18 Years Later, at this year's festival, he uses comedy to question, reflect, and laugh at the contradiction in our history, the present, and the society.
I'm so happy to see white people. Let me tell you why. You guys understand now. We have to talk about you guys, because one, first of all, I'm happy you did not leave. I'm so happy. Give me more on this thing. Like, I'm so happy when I see you guys. And are you guys Africans, English?
Stand-up comedy is about people. It's about the energy in the room. Hence, have you noticed that sometimes somebody will post a video of a stand-up show and the audience is killing themselves, and then the people who are watching it are also going like, yeah, they have some funny things to say or negative things to say. Then the reason is that when the comedian was performing, he was not performing for people outside, you know. So what makes a joke, what makes that moment in there, is you leaving your house, the dress up. So you're already in a certain space when you say, I am going to the comedy show.
As he reflects on his 18-year journey, he reminds us that laughter is more than entertainment. It's medicine. It's a way to let go of the mask we wear and return, even just for a moment, to joy.
I understand what I'm doing, man. I love people, and I, without fail, make sure that people have the best time of their lives. You know, it doesn't have to make sense. When we bring the inside, because what we see with people is the facade, you know? We all have this thing that we put in. But comedy allows everybody to forget about that. You will literally let loose and then you get to relax and you become a kid. If somebody was to fall at the comedy show, it will be the best experience of that person. But if somebody falls at church or at work or at the bar or whatever, it's not going to be. But at a comedy show, man.
Whether you came to the show feeling low or already on a high, he says the goal is the same, to leave you lighter than when you came in.
You know the line, laughter is the best medicine. It's true. It is. We as the people, we are going through a lot of things, bad and good. When you are sitting there for an hour, we get to reset. You get what I'm saying? When you leave, without fail, we can tell you this, the weight will be off. If you were on the low, you'll go on the high. If you're on the high, you'll go even higher.
And that's what 18 years of comedy has taught Chris Mapane, that even when life doesn't make sense, laughter helps you feel like human again.
And that was Ulalelisile Mncwabe speaking to comedian Chris Mapane about his show 18 years later, a comedy show that proves that laughter still has the power to connect us, comfort us, and challenge the way we see the world.
Mark this out to the National Arts Festival. Let us meet in Makanda.
You are listening to Q Radio 2025.
Now we have reached the end of our show. Ngaze ngabuva buhlungu, guys. And I would like to say it was a pleasure, kuba nani, talking about the celebration of history at the National Arts Festival. Ayike, mine bengisacela kunishiya, nithemba ngini phethe kahle, nani niphatheke kahle kakhulu ngeluhlelo lwanamuhla. Remember, you can always find us on RMR 89.7 FM at 5:30 in the afternoon, and we repeat at 9:30 a.m. the next day. You can also find us at iono.fm. We are Q Radio. Nisale kahle.
Vivid, bold,
and unfiltered.
National Arts Festival 2025.
Ungaphoswa ngumsitho wezobugcisa ka-2025. Masidibane eMakhanda.
You are listening to Q Radio 2025.
Le nkqubo ke beniphathelwe nguNosipho Simelane, zeyaqulunqwa nguThokozani Mthembu ekunye neqela le-Q Radio.